from Chagrin, Massachusetts, in the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host this evening. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. You're done. Or call me in the United States at 1-508-857-8334. And you may also text me at that number. We got some very good news today, courtesy of Jeff Murray. Today, President Donald J. Trump signed an executive order titled Coordinating National Resilience to Electromagnetic Pulses. This executive order advances increased resilience to electromagnetic pulse in these events as well by directing better data gathering, testing, and private sector coordination to implement protective measures. The executive order also instructs departments and agencies to coordinate and streamline these efforts while fostering an environment through strong administration leadership that promotes private sector innovation to strengthen our critical infrastructure. Okay, and you might ask, is this going to lead to uncovering the targeted individuals' problems? I think it is, because they're going to be looking for signals everywhere. So I think this is going to be a really great first step for this administration to pitch in and finally put this issue to rest. Also, on April the 26th and 27th, a targeted individual rally is taking place next to the east steps of the California State Capitol in Sacramento. The rally aims to raise public awareness about organized stalking, covert harassment, and energy weapon assaults. These weapons emulate the attacks on U.S. diplomats stationed in Cuba and China. Thousands of citizens are reporting similar crimes in California and other U.S. states, yet their voices are not being heard. Attend the TI Springtime Rally to listen to the victims and give them your support. For more information, visit www.tispringtimerally.com. Just as it sounds, www.tispringtimerally.com. And I will bring that up again a couple of more times throughout this broadcast so that people can be made aware of President Trump's executive order and the springtime rally. I just wanted to draw attention to a Time magazine article, and it states that PEP, Okay, before I'm going to preface this a little bit with targets that are getting tiny snaps around their heads, and they sound and feel like electricity. I'm going to give you the large scale version right now. Now, this article states that the PEP superheats the surface moisture around a target so rapidly that it literally explodes, producing a bright flash of light and a loud bang. The effect is like a stun gun or a stun grenade. But unlike a grenade, the PEP travels at nearly the speed of light and can take out a target with pinpoint accuracy as far away as 2 kilometers. And with we, the targets, this is much farther away. So for the targets like myself, and I know Dr. Catherine Horton in Switzerland receives the same type of attacks. They sound like a spark snapping. And if they finally do hit your skin, it feels like they travel down, possibly right to your stomach area, and stop. But as I've said, this is the large version of it. The smaller version of it is what we get. And once again, as I mentioned yesterday evening, there is a new phrase that we have to keep an eye on, and that's human intellectual property. It's different. Intellectual property can be deemed as the copyright of a book, magazine, trademark of a name. But human intellectual property is what they are data mining on a daily basis from you. Possibly your inventions, your hopes, your dreams, some of your sad times. But they get it all. And they have no right to it. That information is God-given. And no one on the face of this planet has the right to take it away. It's in the United States Constitution. Everywhere. The first 10 amendments are on our website. They have their own page. But we've gone over directed acoustics. We've gone over LRAD, which can be a life-threatening device, depending upon how it has been set up. We've gone over transcranial magnetic stimulation. Okay, this brings us back where we were last evening. Okay, DARPA describes this as a human-computer symbiosis, whereby the research will enable development of closed-loop human-computer technologies, where the state of the target is measured, analyzed, and automatically adapted to by the computer system. So you are one-on-one with a computer and an operator. And this is a closed loop system. So information is coming to you in the form of subliminal, V2K, and the attacks, which I would consider to be tactile. The basic ability to enter a person's mind is not fantasy anymore. DARPA began this research in 1983. The internet has become a focal point in our lives with resilience for information and communication. Our interaction and intimacy with computers is increasingly pervasive, as is our exposure to the field of augmented cognition. Now, DARPA does not address symbiosis or the dilemma of the extent to which a person can or should be manipulated. The extent shouldn't be manipulated at all. And I can tell you where this started and why. And that's the United States Air Force. They needed a way to communicate with the pilots without any danger of anyone else, such as the enemy, hearing it. So they were the first ones to use V2K, or voice to skull, and they're the ones who coined it, by the way. They were the first ones to use it on pilots. It was at that point in time in the helmet. There were different crucial contact points within the helmet. I'm sure they've progressed a lot since then. So, as I was saying, DARPA does not address the implications of such a symbiosis or the dilemma of the extent to which the person can or should be manipulated. The use of this technology is used for military purposes, but it may not be long until it is used to improve the factory worker, prisoners, or the mentally ill. I haven't seen or heard an application that does that. If someone has, I would love to have somebody call in and let me know about it. Now we are coming to the gray area, the implant. Another realm of brain research is the field of neural implants. Until recently, implants were another futuristic fantasy. Current advances in the private and military sectors have produced an implant that can allow a victim of a spinal cord injury to walk again, or give an amputee the ability to control her leg with her mind. In the private sector, cyberkinetics is leading the way to liberating some people from wheelchairs. These are all great things. But we're not really seeing that much of it. The vets coming home are being helped, but I'm not seeing a vet that has a real functional leg. I'm seeing vets coming home and they're getting this springy type foot. But that doesn't make it. They're supposed to get a way of life that is normal from this technology. And it's just not happening. As a matter of fact, I think the vets are the last people that are being helped here. The vets are the proving ground for all of this warfare. Proving ground for the weapons, the technology. Proving ground for everything. And what do the vets get when they come home? Some of them become homeless. Some of them are kicked around like they're nobody. Well, that's got to stop. I'd like to address that along with targeting, because the vets are really getting crucified by this. Imagine coming home with PTSD and being a target as well. Now, a lot of us do have PTSD. And it's because you are trying to handle life in general. The stresses of everyday life. And then being a targeted individual is thrust upon you. Because you're a good person, you're a test subject. You're being attacked. You're being tested. They want to see how much you can take. And I just wanted to go into briefly, this is not just government. Private sectors and private citizens are also involved. If a weapon comes out like the M16, fully automatic rifle, it wasn't too long before the public had it. And they just changed it, and they called it the AR-15. But if you know what you're doing, you can go up on the net and find the trigger and make it fully automatic, like the M16. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to relate the fact that if a weapon comes out, civilians will eventually have access to it. Okay, it just really gets me. It stirs me up when I hear or I even start thinking about vets that are in trouble. And they claim that this technology is helping the vets. I don't see it. Somebody show me, please. We have a commercial coming up shortly, and when I come back, we'll get right into it. Thank you, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host this evening. In case you have just called in, or just joined us, rather, you can ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. You're done. Or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. And at the Republic Broadcasting Network, there is always a way to listen. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, we had, in case you've just joined us, courtesy of Jeff Murray. Today, President Donald J. Trump signed an executive order titled Coordinating National Resilience to Electromagnetic Pulses. This executive order advances increased resilience to electromagnetic pulse. And these events as well, by directing better data gathering, testing, and private sector coordination to implement protective measures. The executive order also instructs departments and agencies to coordinate and streamline these efforts while fostering an environment through strong administration leadership that promotes private sector innovation to strengthen our critical infrastructure. And this will lead to uncovering the mystery behind the targeted individual. And up until very recently, and even still, we are looked upon as crazy people. We don't know what we're talking about. We're schizophrenic. Too bad that at age 45 or 50, you won't have schizophrenia. It's something you get when you're very young. Yeah, I get very heated when it comes to vets not getting what they need. And if they have advancements and they're not giving them at all to the vets, who are they giving them to? Okay, we'll hear from the experts now. And I encourage you to call in if you have any questions whatsoever. I'll be more than happy to answer them. Many scientists, philosophers, psychologists, and military analysts have written on the possibilities of accumulating information directly from the human brain, as well as controlling human beings for various governmental and militaristic purposes using the aforementioned technologies. What follows are excerpts from recent interviews conducted by the authors with notable experts focusing on capabilities of U.S. EMF technologies and concerns about human rights and cognitive liberty. Now, they contacted 22 in the fields of EMF technologies. Many would not comment, probably for fear of losing their jobs, or worse. The following are quotes from four experts who were willing to publicly address the subject. And the first one is actually thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Targeted Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. In case you've just tuned in, we are discussing so-called non-lethal weapons. And we have a caller, Rhonda, from, I believe, Montana. Go ahead, Rhonda.
No, it's Rhonda in Missouri. Frank, how are you doing tonight?
Okay, I'm not doing too bad at all.
Hey, I have a question. I'm doing good. Hey, so I have a question, and I mean this, honestly, I just absolutely mean this from the, you know, honest, I just am curious, because I've listened to you a few times. I haven't caught all of your shows, but I am wondering how, Frank, because I've listened, is it Angela?
Yes.
Is she another person, another targeted person? So I'm curious as to how does someone get on that list? I mean, not that anybody would want to, but what did you... per se, like in Angela, what happens? How do they get a hold of you? How do they find you and decide to target a specific individual? I'm just curious.
Sometimes you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have left a private sector job on uneasy terms, and you become a target. Sometimes you are working for the NSA, such as Karen Stewart, and you are basically asked to leave because you are good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
My question to you, Frank, is your personal experience, though? No, I don't discount... the fact that I do actually believe that there are people that are targeted. I do believe that. So I just wanted, I was just curious as to your personal story as to how you got on the radar. How did you get on the radar?
Well, in 2011, I came back up from Florida. I was down visiting friends for exactly 1 year to the day. It was October 15th, 2011. My daughter wasn't home, so I went to her room and crashed at 5 in the morning. And I was awakened by a lot of tapping sounds and a lot of disturbance coming from upstairs. And I was hearing voices, and one person said, "Oh, that's not Frank Allen." And the other guy would say, "Oh, well, that is. That's him." Now, it started on a physical level where they were actually drilling holes above the shower, above the toilet, in the master bedroom, in the living room, and just watching. But in reality, they were setting me up for what is going on now.
But Frank, and what did you do? What did you do?
I'm
personally,
get to,
what did you do?
Okay. My daughter was out front with her friends. And there was a gentleman by the name of Michael Pierce who lives upstairs in apartment 5. And she knows that she can always call me whenever she's having a problem, no matter where it is. But she called me and she said, "Dad, Mike Pierce is bothering me." So I went out in the hallway, and he was actually inside. He wasn't anywhere near my daughter anymore. But he was inebriated. He is an alcoholic. And he started to attack. So I attacked. And I hit him 3 times in the face. And he called the police and an ambulance. And we went from there. But it went to court, and it was continued without a finding. I wasn't arrested. But from then on, I started hearing V2K.
Okay.
And the first time, I will tell you, I left the house. I was totally in a state of chaos mentally because I couldn't understand where these voices were coming from. I pulled into a Dunkin' Donut in the shade, and I literally took my car apart. All of the inner panels, seats. I was looking for bugs because that's the only way, to my knowledge, that somebody could communicate in this fashion.
Okay. So my next question, Frank, is, can I just ask you this real quick?
Sure.
And that is, before that, you were fine, right? Before all this, you were perfectly fine?
Correct.
So could you draw the conclusion? Could you easily draw the conclusion that maybe your daughter's boyfriend might have been some sort of agent or something?
Is that fair to say? This person wasn't my daughter's boyfriend. He was living in the same building upstairs, and he was actually verbally assaulting her and bothering her, trying to get her to go upstairs to his apartment. So he wasn't a boyfriend.
Was he part of some sort of CIA operation, or was he in, like, cahoots with somebody else? I mean, because before he came into the picture, you guys were fine, right?
Everything was great. Yeah, I enjoyed
it. It has to do with the guy upstairs in the apartment. It's his fault that you're targeted.
Right, correct? And he was in the military. And he had a friend who had purportedly stolen equipment or stolen access to equipment. And from that point on, I forgot one particular very important issue. I said, well, I can't find anything. So for tonight, I'm going to go sleep up on the expressway in one of the rest areas just to get away from this and take a look at it, because it was my understanding, well, it can't follow me anywhere. So I went to sleep, backed my bucket down and went to sleep, and I awoke to two men arguing in my seatbelt buckle. So that was my first experience with V2K. They can put it anywhere. They can put it on the ceiling. They can put it hanging in the middle of a wall. So they can basically put V2K wherever they want to. Now, go ahead.
Why would they do that, Frank? Why would they? You're kind of a, you know, you're just a normal person living his life out, and there's a guy living in an apartment complex, right? And
correct.
He's calling your daughter, he's harassing her, whatever. But why would he pick you, and how quickly did you come to the realization that you were targeted, and why would they target somebody that was so, you know, anonymous, if you will? Somebody that's not...
Have no idea.
To do with anything.
The reason they
bizarre.
Do it... The reason they do it is because they can. And after a while, they become addicted to it. They can't put it down. It's like, I'll relate it to a child coming home from school every day, and he gets behind the computer, and no one can get him away from the computer. So what you have to do is start limiting his time on the computer. And he's actually become addicted to it. So after 7.5 years, these people are addicted to this. I'm the drug, and they're the addicts. And that's
you're
the way.
You're just a random person, though.
That's
I just don't understand. I mean, it's not like you did anything. Your daughter. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're saying that this person that targeted you was living upstairs from your daughter in an apartment. You weren't even involved.
Right.
Is your daughter targeted as well?
She may be. She comes on
sure.
our conference calls, and she wonders about certain things that she's thinking about. And she's wondering if she's getting subliminals. And this is a possibility, and it's something we have to explore.
Is that person still living in the apartment that your daughter's living in?
Actually, my attorney...
The apartment complex?
The police have gone to the apartment. Let me see. August 14th, I believe, 2 years ago, and asked him to cease and desist. And he refused to, obviously, because he is still doing it. So we've had a policeman go to the house. My lawyer has actually been instrumental in getting him to run. He actually ran from there. So they have him leaving the apartment to an undisclosed location, and we have to find him once again. But as for targets... I'm not blowing my own horn, but I was out of the house and self-employed at age 23. Most targets are go-getters, people that don't sit around on their backside. Most targets are very intelligent. We have many, many in our group, and we meet 3 times a week. And actually 5 times a week now, if you want to include the Republic Broadcast System. So this is just going to add to our big happy family. But as far as how people are chosen, most of the time it is random. And there is a list somewhere, and our names are on it. And I believe the circumstances by which we are attacked are created. They have, in other words, they create a situation so that they can deem that this is the cause of it. But you're already on a list.
You didn't do anything and you're on a list.
No. Nope. I haven't done anything but help
people.
So it's
random.
Yeah, it is. It's random. Extremely
random.
So
he didn't know you from anybody. So would it be fair to say, Frank, that you're on the list because your daughter lives in an apartment complex where this guy lives, and he's a person that targets individuals, and you just happen to be there? Is that fair to say?
I would say so, yes. Mm-hmm.
Does he target anybody else in the complex?
I don't have any knowledge of that. If you hear the V2K, they claim to target the whole building. But that is just was just fear tactics to try and get you to stay away from the building. In the beginning,
Go ahead. I was going to say, before you were aware of this individual that's targeting you, you had no idea that people were being targeted, correct? That wasn't even a possibility in your mind.
It didn't even occur to me. I heard about mind control on a very limited basis. It's not in the media, or wasn't at that particular time. Many of us are working very hard to bring it to light now. Mm-hmm. And with the advent of the Cuban crisis and the Chinese crisis with our diplomats, it's shed a lot of light. And people are starting to take a look.
It just seems really weird to me that you're just some random individual and your daughter lives in an apartment complex. And he targets you, not her. You know, I imagine that you probably visited her, but it just seems so strange to me that, you know, some random person would target another random person for what? And, I would go door knocking on this apartment complex. I would totally knock on all these doors and ask them. I would do that. I can't imagine that they would pick me out as somebody to target. Go ahead. What
they would like to do, if you want to look at the whole big picture, there's something called the hive mind.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want to do is add every individual to the hive mind.
A group of people thinking the same way, isn't it? A hive mind? Somebody that just thinks regular, you know, isn't it? Well, explain the hive mind to me, if you would.
The hive mind would be a collection of all of the data, thoughts, emotions, all the data that data mine. And so you would not be dependent on your own mind. In the future, people would just consult the hive mind for their answers. And they
like
wouldn't
a group
even realize.
Think kind of situation? Is it a group
exactly.
thing?
Exactly. It's all, yeah, cultish.
Oh, okay. Well, they could never. So, I'll just tell you what, Frank, let me ask you this question real quick. Before this happened, would you think you were an individual thinker? Because I know I am. I don't think like the hive.
Yeah.
I'm outside of the box thinker. What were you like before that?
Oh, I was outside of the box. Like I say, self-employed.
There you go.
Yeah, I had a recording studio. I had a yachting company. I was a go-getter. And I started...
I don't understand why they would target you for the hive mind, then. Because you don't, you seem like the last person that would fall for this, or that would be a victim.
They're not liking it now. They actually.
Right, so they, you're saying that right now that they picked the wrong person to be in the hive mind groupthink box, correct?
That's
correct.
You're
not like that.
And,
okay.
Right.
And I'm not either, but yeah, isn't that funny? Yeah.
They pick people that are very aggressive for some reason, and all of the targets are very intelligent. And like I say, I'm not blowing my own horn, but, you know, I'm a go-getter. I always have been. Probably what you would consider alpha. And I always have been. I mean, I started my business with $1,800.
And okay, so you're a type A personality then?
Yeah. I'm very outgoing. But on the other hand, I'm very compassionate, and I've always helped people. That's all I wanted to do, is help people.
Oh, and, you're scaring me right now, Frank, because you're sounding like a me. I mean, that's my personality as well, but go ahead.
They seem to gravitate to people that are, we'll say, outgoing. I'll just put outgoing out there. And what they try to do after that is isolate you in terms of making you lose your job, okay, which is going to put you on unemployment for a time and then in a position of monetary deficiency, if you want to call it that.
Well, Frank, didn't you just say you were self-employed?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work at all.
No, that didn't happen to me.
Okay.
So what's happened is they've destroyed my family, my relationship with my two brothers. They've destroyed my relationship with both of my sister-in-laws. They've destroyed the relationship between me, myself and my ex-wife.
How do they do that?
They do it actually by working on you and giving you misperceptions of what is going on. That's what I will say.
So somehow they're messing with your mind. So people think that are around you, so your loved ones, the people that love you, Frank, somehow they make it so that you seem like you're crazy and nobody wants to be around you?
Exactly. And then it gets to the point where they think that they can catch it as a disease. But they go through a phase, and now my daughters, I've got one daughter, the very same one actually that was in that problem, claims that she may be targeted as well. And she is listening in on the calls, and she's probably listening right now.
Now, Frank, I just got to ask you, are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
You are a Christian. So, I don't know. I mean, God will protect everybody. If you rely on God for your problems, I mean, I lost my mom, a doctor, inadvertently, I'll call it negligent homicide, but God is my strength. Yeah, God is my strength, and I know God can bring anybody through everything. Everybody through everything. You just have to ask God for a circle of protection around you and your family. And I don't understand how that happens. I mean, you know, I know that God can protect you from all that.
Yes, you know? that's
what I listen to your programs, and I don't think you're crazy. I don't think you are. But
Thank you very much.
You know, I just think that God can totally give you relief from this situation if you just ask Him. And I'll pray for you, Frank, but you know, this is Satan's realm. I'm telling you, this is Satan's realm too. And I wouldn't even give, I wouldn't even go in that direction, you know, just put your eyes upon God and Jesus and ask him for protection. And these people can't hurt you because God is stronger than Satan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd love to give you my phone number and speak with you at length. It is 508-857-8334. Yeah, I'd love to speak with you. We had Sue Maya on here as a guest, and she's very spiritual. And that night was dedicated to awakening spirituality within the community of target individuals. So you are exactly right. Right on the money.
I, you know what? I know this, Frank. I know this to be true. Look, Satan will, he will. I've had really bad thoughts about the doctor that had a hand in my mom's death. He killed her with a black box drug. But, you know what? Who am I to say? I can't kill anybody, Frank, okay? That is not me, okay? But I focus on what I have. I focus on, you know, that I know that my mom and my dad are both with God. And I know that it's what you put your mind to. It's what you focus on that will get you through all this. And my, when my mom was in the hospital with pneumonia, we didn't, my brother said we should probably figure out her funeral arrangements. And I said, no, God didn't tell me it was time. God did tell me, though. I will say this, Frank. I got a signal from God that, you know, my dad, he told me that my dad would pass away in a dream that I had. But, and then he did. So that was God telling me.
I hate to interrupt you. We have to wrap up.
Okay.
I would love to talk to you. Make sure you give me a call. All right.
I will.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, everybody. From Targeted, Massachusetts, I wish everybody a very good night. God bless.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.